Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging in to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. On our program today, we're going to look at 8 social marketing sites and how you can use these social sites for your internet marketing business. They'll increase your traffic and help your conversion rate. And in our Ask Andy segment, what if your USB port won't work? We'll look at problems that may occur. Laptops can really overheat, and there are some ways to help keep your laptop cool. That's COOL, not KOOL. And if your computer will not boot because of a virus, well, Andy's got some tips he wants me to give you on ways to get around that. I want to remind you to take a look at our website, milosinternetmarketing.com. Lots of things on there for you, a lot of freebies on there. One I especially urge anybody just starting out to go to the newbie section, and there's an internet selling for newbies. It's a great CD, actually DVD. It's a great DVD, has 20 videos on there, all about how to set up a website and how to get traffic there and how to do so many things. It's just for the postage. That's all it costs you. It gets into a little HTML in some of the videos, and that's always good to know. Not a lot of it, but just a little bit, so you can kind of tweak your website the way you want it to be. But, again, my suggestion, go to newbies and check out the internet selling for newbies. Do you remember when businesses, small and large, focused lots of time and energy on advertising? When nearly all business placed an ad in the local Yellow Pages? Well, social media is the Yellow Pages on steroids. It's really great. Through social media, you can market your business and services worldwide. You can educate customers, receive feedback from customers, run special promotions, provide coupons to targeted audiences, and more. You can do so easily and affordably. The power of the social media is almost limitless for large and small businesses. There are dozens of social media sites, all of which have unique features and unique users and unique possibilities for marketing your business. The social media sites we're going to talk about today are Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Dig, StumbleUpon, Squidoo, Ning, and YouTube. Like any marketing or advertising campaign, it's so important to start with the end in mind. So before you jump on board with any of the social media sites, we recommend that you spend time developing a social media strategy that will help you achieve your goals. Here are some of the things to think about, some of the questions to ask yourself before you start. 4 questions. 1, who is your target market? Which of the social media sites are they hanging out at? Which is the most convenient for them? 2, what products and or services do you want to promote? 3 question, how much time do you have to spend on social media marketing? Do you have a staff that can assist you with this social media effort? Remember, social media does take time, T-I-M-E. And 4, what do you hope to accomplish through your social media efforts? Social media marketing is a powerful tool for your business. You can reach people who otherwise you would never have known about your services or your product. By spending only several minutes a day on each social media, you can influence your audience, build customer loyalty, and increase sales, and spend only the value of your time, which will increase. Social media can boost your business in ways that you never imagined. First, we'll talk about Twitter. Twitter, of course, is one of the most popular social media sites being used today by individuals and by business. Often referred to as microblogging, Twitter provides a platform for you to interact with your target market, network, and create relationships that will boost your business. Here are a few of the ways that you can use Twitter effectively. Put your best foot forward. Create a Twitter profile that represents you and your business well. Include your photo, links to your website, and a strong bio in your profile. Also consider creating a custom Twitter background. Twitter backgrounds are very, very important. They're inexpensive, and it's a great way to kind of brand your product and your service. Strategically build your following. There are millions of people on Twitter, and when you first get involved, the inclination is to follow and follow back everyone. However, following everyone will dilute your efforts and fail to achieve the results you desire. For instance, if you make and sell organic baby food, you might be tempted to follow every new mom on Twitter. And if you do, you'll develop a huge list of followers quickly. But not everyone is interested in organic baby food. Your efforts would be better to spot target moms who tweet about organic food, organic baby clothing, or organic green living. For best results, concentrate your efforts networking with people who are interested in your product or the product niche. Treat your Twitter followers as you do your newsletter followers. Through various metrics, social media experts have shown that Twitter followers are as responsive, and sometimes more, as your newsletter subscribers. Have a sale? Tweet about it. Offer your Twitter followers a special coupon or a bonus so they'll get a discount. Have a big announcement about your business? Share it with your Twitter followers. Not only are your followers interested, but they will retweet, which in the lingo is called RT, and it will introduce you to potentially new buyers and possibly some joint venture buyers. And promote your event. Twitter is a terrific way to tell your followers about an upcoming event that you are hosting. Whether it's a viral event or a live event, Twitter is a wonderful way to spread the word. You can also use Twitter to share information and products you gather at other events you attend. There are many mobile applications that you can purchase to get it free that will market tweeting and make it much easier for you. Are you ready to start tweeting? If you are new to Twitter, create a new account, set up your profile, and get involved. Twitter is a highly interactive, and it is completely acceptable to jump in on the conversation. Just remember, don't be a sleazy salesman. Provide valuable information as well as updates about your business. And if you are not new to Twitter, consider how you can incorporate some of the ideas that we talked about into your current Twitter account. Another social media would be Facebook. Facebook is both the largest social media site and one of the largest and most visited sites on the Internet, with more than 350 million people participating in Facebook. Businesses worldwide are creating extensive categories to engage consumers through social media. If major brands such as Coca-Cola and Harley-Davidson, Six Flags, Target, Apple, Pizza Hut, if they use Facebook to reach target markets, it tells you that it's good for you to do it also. To use Facebook effectively for your business, there are a few things you need to consider. Create a fan page. Fan pages are a highly effective way to interact with your target marketing, to receive feedback, promote new products or services, and answer questions to your loyal following. Use Facebook custom HTML feature to build your list, to offer free report downloads, create custom feeds, survey your fans, and a lot more. And then take advantage of Facebook's many applications to offer special content to your audience on Facebook. You could create custom landing pages, add video or audio, or transcript some events, just special things for Facebook members. And promote an event. Facebook offers the ability to promote your event to your Facebook fan page, as members as well as all your friends. All you have to do is create an event page and then email your fans and friends an invitation to check in and come to your event, whatever it happens to be. And then announce a sale, a special promotion, or other offers that you have. Maybe you have coupons. Facebook fan page members and friends react well to receiving special promotions on Facebook. And you receive feedback. Many of the major brands use their Facebook fan page to get feedback about their product and about what they're selling. This is a great way for you to get feedback on your product, for you to get feedback on what you're doing properly. As you can see, Facebook offers business excellence opportunities for promoting products and services and building a strong community. If you are new to Facebook, develop a strategy for how you want to reach your target market and how you're going to accomplish this. Facebook is big and powerful, but don't get overwhelmed. Pick where you want to start, add more features to your page and to your profile, and build slowly. So all these different social media sites, you don't want to do them all because it's just too overwhelming. But pick a couple that would fit into your frame of what you want to sell. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is perhaps one of the most effective social media platforms for business-to-business networking. If you want to establish yourself as an industry expert, market to other businesses, or network with business leaders and executives, a presence on LinkedIn is a must. One of LinkedIn's features that make it substantially different than the other social feature sites is that your profile is much more like an online resume than it is a social media platform. As a result, with LinkedIn, you really want to put your professional best into your profile. Twitter and Facebook are kind of fun and light, and people like to interact on that, but it takes a professional turn when you go to LinkedIn, because that's really business to business. Some things to think about if you're going to go to LinkedIn: build a solid and comprehensive profile. That's important. Remember we said the profile on LinkedIn is really a resume. Include your education, professional experience, as well as products or materials that you've produced. Your LinkedIn profile is essentially an online resume for you. Add both past and present experiences, your full education, honors and awards. An avatar is important, and pay special attention to the summary information. Join several groups and become involved. LinkedIn's groups feature is also a fantastic engine to network your product ideas and what you're trying to get across to other businesses. You can join groups who have similar businesses or services as you do. Network with college alumni, as well as business or trade groups. The more networking you do, the more business you're going to get on the Internet. And then ask and answer questions. One of LinkedIn's unique features is the Answers service. You can rapidly establish yourself as an industry expert by routinely checking to see if there are any questions being asked in your area of expertise. Providing meaningful and helpful answers is a very effective way to build connections and establish yourself as the expert. And when you become the expert in the eyes of others, then they're going to travel to your website. Give and ask for recommendations. Another unique feature of LinkedIn is the recommendation section, similar to testimonials that you would post on your website. LinkedIn has a section on your profile for recommendations from colleagues and from business partners. Be generous and offer recommendations in business and individuals you have experience with. Not only will it build goodwill, it'll also generate recommendations for you. It is considered appropriate to give and request recommendations. And ask for introductions. Is there a business or a person who you would really like to joint venture with or to network with? Ask someone in your circle of connection to introduce you. In general, your connections are happy to facilitate an introduction and be pleased that you were offered it. As with all social media networks, the value of LinkedIn is in building targeted connections and networking. LinkedIn is especially valuable for businesses to businesses, those types of transactions, also for networking. Add value, compliment others, and establish yourself as the expert by answering questions, and you'll be surprised at where LinkedIn can take you. Another great social site is Digg, DIGG.com. Digg is a social media social bookmarking site that can help share your content with millions of people worldwide, whether you post your content yourself or someone digs it. Digg is a little like voting for your favorite article or content. The more votes it receives, the more popular it becomes, and the more traffic and visibility your business and website receives. Posting your content to Digg is a very effective way to establish yourself as an expert and to drive potential buyers to your website. And, of course, that's what social media is all about for you as a businessman, to drive people to your website. To get the most benefit from Digg, there's a couple things that I'd like to suggest. When you set up your profile, make it as comprehensive and informative as possible. Be sure to include your website and blog links. When someone reads your content and wants to know more about you, they will go to your profile for more information. So be sure to have a photo and a good description and, of course, a list of your links. Make friends. Give shouts outs and dig, dig, dig. That's what they call it, going into different layers, dig, D-I-G-G. The purpose of Digg is to generate traffic and views for your content. Make friends with people who will have an interest in what you're saying and will reciprocate. Give a shout. That is what will help you get noticed, and everyone appreciates them. Dig, dig, dig. When you get into dig.com, you're going to understand this very quickly. If you want to be noticed, and you obviously do, you're on Digg, you must dig other people's content. And so you, when read something, you add a comment. In other words, you dig it, so you add value to their content, and that's going to add value to you as an expert. Know what is popular on the site and what Digg members are looking for. When adding content, don't just add any content. Take time to find out what is popular and what topics Digg readers are looking for. Equally as important is that you know what Digg users do not like. So you're going to find out very quickly, because Digg is also a site that will tell you that's good to do, that's not to do. You're going to get a lot of feedback from people and follow their advice. Even though you don't agree with their advice, follow it, because that's going to build your links. Use your keywords. Keywords are very important on Digg. When a visitor searches for content on Digg, you want them to be able to find your articles and your links. Consider your keywords carefully and use them in your description content and on your titles. You want to get keywords out. Keywords, of course, are very important on web pages and to put them in the blogs, but they're also very important in Digg, because pretty much in Digg, you search for information that you want to find out by keywords. So if your keyword is listed in Digg, you're going to be listed higher, and you're going to be found to people that want to dig you and see your site. Encourage your readers, visitors, and friends to dig for you. It is as easy to add a Digg This button to your website, so put a Digg This. And when they like something they read, they're going to click on Digg This, and that's going to give you some ranking in the field of Digg. Digg is a fabulous way to get information about you and your business in front of potentially millions of people who otherwise would never know about you. If you're not on Digg, there's a lot of people, there are millions, in fact, that don't know about you. But get on Digg, and they're going to find about your service and your product. As with all social media sites, you need to dedicate some time to be involved and contribute, but when you do, you'll find that the rewards come back to you. So as we're saying all along, these eight different social media sites, they're all important, but you cannot do them all. Pick a few that might fit. You might want to try one for a couple weeks. If that doesn't work well for you, go to a different one. But sometimes doing a little bit different social media site will get you to people to view your product and service that they never seen your product or service before. So you're reaching others that don't know about you. So we're going to talk about some more social media sites after this break. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.